Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Kehilim Perek Yod Mishnah Alef Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah is being learned Masechas Bas Rachel Shishi Bezecher Fan Yosef Kol Gon Bikar of Mamesh. We've read in many cases a muk of Tzmid Pesil where we have a kli that it has a sealed cover tight on top of it, and if that's in an oil hames, it's in the same room or building, it's under the same roof as a mace, as a corpse. Whatever's inside of this kli is saved. It's mutzal. It's shielded from the toma outside. And now we get into more detailed discussion exactly which kelim applies to and how the cover has to be placed on it. So the Mishnah tells us Eilu Kehilim Atzilim Tzmid Pesil. The following kelim have a zin of Tzmid Pesil applied to them: clay glalim, kelim made out of dung, clay avanim, stone, clay adama, those are made out of clay, which means it's earthenware, but it wasn't baked in an oven, so it's not complete. Clay cheres, regular clay cheres, clay neser, neser is something that comes from the ground called alum, atmes hadag va'ayroi, bones of a fish and or its skin, atmes chai shabayam va'ayroi, bones of creatures in the sea and their skin as well, clay eitz hatahirim, and tahar clay eitz, that's referring to wooden kelim that are so big that they're not able to be carried when they're full. All of these metzilin, they shield, they protect that which is inside of them. Bain mi pihem, whether the cover's on top, bain mi tzidehem, whether the opening is from the side, bain yoshim al shuleim, whether they sit on the bottom, meaning they're standing upright, bain mutam al tzidehem, or if they're on their side, also hayu kfum al pihem, if they're turned upside down and the opening is facing the ground and they're connected to the ground with clay or they're sealed like that, metzilon kol shechtein adatayim, they save everything that's underneath them, not only that which is inside of them, but anything that's underneath them, all the way down to the deepest depths of the ground, and that's because they're considered mukav tzmid pesil. Whereas Rebbelezer matame, in his last case, Rebbelezer's matame everything inside, because the whole din is it has to be mukav tzmid pesil, it has to have a cover on it, and this is not considered a cover if it's upside down and the ground is its cover. That's not really considered a cover, so therefore everything inside will be tamei. Mishnah further explains ala kol metzilin, they protect everything that's inside them. It doesn't make a difference what's inside these kelim, it's going to be protected in this oil ames, chutz mikli cheres, except for regular kli cheres, regular earthenware kelim, she'ini matzil el ala oichem v'al mashkim v'al kli cheres, they only protect food, drink, or other kli cheres that are inside, as opposed to all the other kelim that we mentioned in the Mishnah. They protect all sorts of kelim inside of them. Moving on to Mishnah Beis, b'memekifin, what can the cover be sealed with in order to be able to say that it's mukav tzmid pesil? So it can be besid with plaster, ubegipsis, which is translated as gypsum, that's a type of plaster, bezefes with tar, beshava with wax, betit with clay, ubetsaya with dung, bechimer with mortar, ubecharsis, some sort of crushed up earthenware that also creates a seal, ubechol davar mismariach, really anything that's able to be smeared and can make a proper seal, if that's used to hold the cover down, that's perfectly valid. Now, ein mekifin, we're not allowed to seal it down with the following, meaning it doesn't count as a sealed cover. Loi bebatz, not with tin. Loi beferrus, not with lead. Even though these are soft metals which are malleable and they could be a cover, still they don't count as mukav tzmid pesil. Why is that? Mineshu pesil v'ein tzmid. It's a psil, it's a cover, but it's not smid, it's not tight, and therefore it doesn't fit in this din. Similarly, ein mekifin, the following things can't be a seal. Loi bedvei l'shmeina, not with sticky figs. Loi bebatzak shinil shmei peiros, and not with dough that was kneaded with fruit juices. Now, even though both of these things that we just mentioned have not yet been mekabel Toma, and they do create a really good seal because they're very sticky and mushy and they can shmear very well, they're still not allowed to be used. Why is that? Because we don't want to bring it to state of soul, since these things could become Tameh later on, and then they will not protect everything that's inside the Kli. They're not allowed to be used from the beginning. However, Vim Hikif, if they were used as a seal and they still did not yet become Tameh, Hitzil, so they do protect everything that's inside the Kli. We're going to stop for the Dan Pick tomorrow with Mishnah Gimel and Dalet, continue to discuss more types of covers and seals and whether or not they're valid, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.